Thank you for downloading this podcast from Victory Outreach Manchester. We pray that this message will bless your life as you listen.
Father, we just give you these last moments, God, for your word to go into your congregation. Father, it's your word that changes us. It's your spirit that reveals your word to us, oh God. And Lord, we open ourselves to you as we feed at your table, God. We want to be transformed. We don't want to stay the same. So we give you free reign, Holy Spirit, to do what only you can do. In the name of Jesus. And everybody says amen and amen. You can take your seats. So it's great to be in the house of God. It's great to have our visitors from Holland. We think you're strange too. We're all strange. It's okay. It's good to be weird, right? Okay. And so it's Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all the mums. Again, happy Mother's Day. It is being a mother. You know, the biggest change for me was when I became a mum. That's when I had the revelation of what it truly means to be a mum. And then when you realize what your mother did for you, your perception completely changes. Because you realize that you looked through a window in part of your parent or your parents. But when you become a parent, everything changes because of everything that you do. But mothers, we have the best job in the world, but it's got to be one of the hardest jobs also. So I salute you. There's quite a lot of feedback on here. So I'm going to speak to you today. Today, I want to talk about your choices. And we've been in a series of messages to do with giants. We've been in the giant series. And it's been an amazing series. We've had different, we've got amazing preachers in this place. And we've been hearing about the giants. And I would love to speak to you about a giant today. But I'm not going to speak to you about a giant. I'm going to speak to you about your choices and your response to the giants. Because unless you take responsibility of what is being preached from this pulpit, then you will not be transformed. It will just be another message. And we cannot go from church to church, from conference to conference, and have another message without it transforming us. I don't know about you, but I cannot stay the same. So when I come in to a church, I have a responsibility to respond to God, His Spirit, and His Word. So it doesn't just do this, but it does this, and it works in me and through me. Every choice you make has an end result. The struggle that we have is a lot of the time is our choices that we make are not based on the end game. They're based upon our feelings, they're based upon our circumstances, they're based upon our situations. But you are not going to make right choices unless you have an end goal and know where that you are going. In Deuteronomy 30:19, it says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, he gave them. Also Joshua, it said in Joshua 24:15, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Why is this so important that we have the responsibility to choose? Because unless we do, then real growth will not happen. You see, today in the churches, we very much listen to the word of God, But the word of God doesn't go in and through our lives. And I know it's not a Mother's Day message, but it really is a Mother's Day message as well. Because you can apply this to you. Because I think that many mothers have given birth to children, but it takes a decision to become a mummy. It takes a decision to create an environment. It takes a decision to love beyond. It takes a decision to believe beyond. It takes a decision on a daily basis to get up, to serve, to love, to cry, to believe when you've been hurt. So it is a message for the mothers today, but it's also a message for the church, is that we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And in that scripture, it talks about whether I'm with you or whether I'm not with you. You are to obey. Whether you're in the four walls of this church, whether you're in your home, your workplace, your university, anywhere, we have a responsibility to respond to God's call in our life. It is nobody else's responsibility to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, because it is God in you, working out of you. You have to step out. He moves as you move. He moves in you as you move. And some of the time we're waiting. We're waiting for God to work. If you are born again in this place, if you are spirit-filled, born again, then he is working in you. And you have a responsibility. I have a responsibility to step out. And then when that channel of movement is happening, that's where there is a channel of grace. That's when there's a channel of divine power. That's when there's a channel of knowledge. And God is, but sometimes that movement stops. There's like a hindrance as to what God wants to do. And we have like this blame culture. It's because of my mom. It's because of my dad. It's because I was a heroin addict. It's because I had cancer. Well, I had all of those things. I had cancer. I was a heroin addict. But I have a decision to make on a daily basis. Either I'm going to be a victim of my circumstances, or I'm going to be a victor. And I choose today, I choose life. I choose to take responsibility for my emotions, to take responsibility for my work ethic, to take responsibility for my parenting. I may have been abused. I may have had things happen to me. I may have lived on the streets. I may have been in prison. But I want to say to you, when Jesus Christ came into my life, when he filled me with his Holy Spirit, when he raised me up, when he became my father, everything changed. Because my parents in this world, and I love my mom and my dad, but they're not responsible for the decisions I make today. They are not responsible for the choices I make today. I am responsible. I am responsible to grow up. I am responsible to put those childish ways behind me and start to take mature in the things of God. I could have quite easily have shrunk into my identity is. I used to be a heroin addict, but Jesus set me free. And that's it. Living off my testimony. Living off of what I was. Oh, but not me. No, because that's not God's plan for your life, for my life. You see, wherever he's brought you from, when you get born again of his Spirit, you have a responsibility to respond to his word, to respond to the things he's spoken and prophesied over your life. He appointed you as a prophet over nations. He appointed you with giftings and talents. And each season he takes you through, there is a grace. Each season he takes you through, there's a response. Too many people have gone through their season and they've not responded to God. So what happens is the season changes, and guess what? The person hasn't. And they find themselves stuck in what was. And the season has moved. The season has changed, but the person hasn't. You see, God is always moving. God is always growing. God is always changing. He's now. He was. He is. He is to come. But if you don't find him right now, then you'll get stuck in what was. And we have to keep the channel of the movement going. The multiplication of grace and peace. The divine power. The channel of the power of God. Through that, we then are able to grow. There's a scripture in 2 Peter, and it talks about the multiplication of grace being released and the divine power in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You know what is lacking? Is people lack knowledge. They lack the knowledge of who God is. They lack the knowledge of what God says. Because if you knew what he said, then you would do it. Who will you obey? Choose life. No one else can be blamed for your lack of obedience or mine. Nobody else can be blamed for your immaturity. We have the same spirit. We have the same Bible. We have the same instruction. What's the difference? It's your response. It's your response. It's the time it takes to obey. That's the only difference. No one's better. No one's worse. No one has anything different. But your response, the power of choice, God working in you, his purpose, his plan, his calling, and my response to it. When situations come, circumstances come, you have one thing, you have free will. Oh, that can be a curse and a blessing. It's been my biggest struggle. Free will. When I came into the women's home here in London, we run homes. When I came into the home, I had the choice. Oh dear. Well, I had the choice. I could either be caught committed to prison for 3 years, or I could go into the women's home. Do you know the thing that bothered me the most? Is I got caught committed into one of our homes. You know the thing that bothered me the most? Is the door was open. I hated it. Lock me up. Lock me up. Tell me when to eat. Tell me when to go back to my cell. I can handle that. But giving me choice, and then I had to choose whether I was going to continue to take drugs or not. That was the hardest thing for me. What are you going to do with that, Vicky? I want to go out the door. No, I don't want to go out the door. I want to go out the door. No, I don't want to go out the door. I do want to go out the door. I hate this place. I hate you all. I don't lie, because you. I like that all of you, when your will is going backwards and forwards. The struggle is real. Why do we fight and quarrel? Because we can't get what we want. Take that one to the bank. That's the only reason. Innately selfish. All of us, all of you, I don't care how long you've been saved, who you are, what position you hold, we're innately selfish. And that struggle of our will. But the moment you yield to the working, the yielding, the submission of your nature to his nature, of coming back and discerning between good and evil, judging between good and evil. You know what? We have to grow up. We have to grow up. Some of us should have been teachers, but you're still drinking baby milk. And God wants to raise you. He's no respecter of your background. He's no respecter of whether you have money. He wants to raise available vessels, people that will say, yes, Lord. And it doesn't mean we don't struggle behind closed doors, and sometimes even struggle outside of closed doors. We just learn how to struggle better. We just learn how to play it better. But inside, it's the same. But we choose to step. We choose to serve. We choose to go. We choose to preach. We choose to lay hands. We choose to do what is expected. That's the only difference. That's the only difference. And every time you say yes, you expand your capacity. People say, how can I grow my capacity? Do the work of the ministry, my friend. It's work. Oh, that's not very biblical. I didn't think it was about working. It's about working. Honestly, it's just a different type of work. And for a different commander. We serve Jesus. You see the problem with many people, and even being myself sometimes, you forget who you're serving. It becomes about the horizontal. But when you put your eyes back, who are you doing it for? Why are you doing it? If you're just working your salvation and not working out your salvation, then you are going to be frustrated. But there's a purpose in the work. There is a working out. There is a Christ being formed in you. You are being trained for righteousness' sake. And yes, I'm going to say it, he uses the church. The church is the training ground. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I don't know that church. Come under and submit and be trained in righteousness. It's the only way. There's no other way. Believe you me, if there was a way, I would have found it. I would have found the way. I know there's no other way. I've tried, I've failed, I tried, and I failed. And I have a love-hate relationship with the church. I've let you into a little secret. I love it, but sometimes I hate it. Why? Because it's what God uses to change my life. He uses people. He uses. And where are all the people? They're in the steeple, all running around and doing things and pulling faces, and they're in there. There is no place on earth that you're going to be transformed than in the church. So you want to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You want to find out the purposes of God. Get to work. Get to work. You know how I started to work? Even though I came through the home and then came out of the home, I started to do the tape ministry. Now, who's old enough to remember tapes? Not many people. I did the tape ministry for a season. Then I cleaned the toilets. And I'm not asking you to do that. But you know what I'm saying? I did anything that needed to be done. I was available in the house of God. I was available. I did the kids. I did pretty much every ministry apart from worship. But I was in the choir. And I think Pastor Anthony covered me in there. When I came into the church, Pastor Anthony and Paul were in the church. And he did say hello. He winked at me. Don't be doing that to any women or men that come through this church. But I think he winked at other women as well. No. Oh! He had a twitch. I like to think he had a twitch. You had a twitch. But let's not go there, shall we not? You know, faithfulness. It's all right, I love you. We can talk like this. We've been through a lot, the two of us. You know, faithfulness and servanthood. You know, I fear people want position, but they don't know how to follow. They want to lead, but you don't know how to follow. You don't know how to respond. You don't know how to actually just be a fellowship. For years, I was a fellowship. Then God took me through another test of loyalty. I was under leaders that were possibly not the greatest leaders at that time. But you know what God said to me? Controversial, but it's okay, it worked. God knows how to speak to you, know. Tell me to shut my mouth. Stop dishonoring. Because I was chap, 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 chap. Because things were not right. Can I tell you something about things that are not right? God is the judge. He will vindicate. He will justify. You know what you need to do? Is follow and serve. Let God bring the changes. He told me to roll into a ball. He gave me an image of rolling into a ball. He said, submit, surrender, and close your mouth. I'm teaching you to follow. And for 7 years, I followed, knowing there were some things that were not quite right. But what was God doing? He was dealing with me. He was growing me. He was changing me. Why? Because there was a greater purpose. He was preparing me for what he had for me. You see, the problem is people, they won't go through the process now. So when it comes to the process up here, it will crush them. Go through what you need to go through now. Make the right sounds. I say that is we look, when you're discipling someone, you're looking for a sound. People say, what does that mean? There's a sound that comes out of people's mouths where they have been discipled right, where they have submitted, where they have served, where they have gone through their process, where they have yielded to the voice of God, where they have silenced their mouth at times when needed to. There's a sound of the Spirit. There is a sound of the yielding of the Word of God. And when I hear that sound, that's a person I want to pour into. I look for a sound, the sound from a disciple, someone that understands what it is to be submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need followers before we need leaders. Because I'll tell you, the greatest leaders have been the greatest followers, the greatest servants, the people that know when to yield and come back and start to think, okay, Father, what's happening here? I can't react. I can't shout. I can't confront. I can't stamp my feet, although I want to. Come back, Vicky, come back. Become skilled in the word of righteousness, in your senses, trained, exercise what's good and evil. What is you, God? What is me? And what is them? Come back into the secret place and be able to work through. Then God will show you. And then you're able to come back out. And you're cool. Because you know. Because when you know in knowledge, you really know God, then you have no problem. Because you know God is turning the situation around. Because you're called and you love him. And the Bible says that he turns all things around for the together for the good of those that are called and that love him. See, when you know him and you know that hiding place, you know that God is going to work it out. But if you don't know him and you react and you deal with things in your flesh, then you're not going to get the right response. You see, our responsibility is to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, without complaining and disputing. I could stop right there. Without complaining and disputing. That's your responsibility. That's my responsibility. Do I fall short? Yes, I do. But I'm a work in progress. And I'm being trained because I'm in the hospital of the Holy Ghost. See, the church is not an event. It's a training ground of the Holy Spirit. It's a training ground of the Word of God. But if you see it as an event and you see it a place you just come and tick a box, you'll never be transformed. See, if you come with expectancy to a live, living Word, then you'll come and it will go in you and you will come and you will never be the same again. Every time you come into the presence of God, God will change your life, but it's up to you. That's my expectation. When I came to church today, God's going to change my life. That's how you grow. That's how you keep moving. That's how you keep by responding in a way that will bring honor to him and him alone. Then horizontally, you're not going to have any problems. You'll have the odd ruckus, but then you go back. Go back to your hiding place. Go back to your secret place. You start to have a look at it. Good, evil. What's happening here, God? Is it them? Is it me? Is it us? Is it all of us? What do you want me to do? Then you come back out and you deal with it according. They're the children of God that God is looking for in this generation. It's people that know their God and will do great exploits. Stand with me today. If the worship team can come up, we have 5 minutes. And I really believe that as a church, we've been through a maturing process. And even though the church is matured, we have to move with the church. We've been through a pruning season where some people left us, and that's absolutely fine. Every church goes through a pruning season. If they don't, then I question a lot. Every church and every Christian will be pruned. But it's what you do when you come out of that pruning season. Where are you? What's your response? Is your heart pliable? We can just start the worship. You see, circumstances can either crush you or they can make you softer. It all depends on your relationship with the Lord. When I had cancer for 5 years, and when I had half my leg removed, I had every reason to be angry with God. And the cancer came back, and it came back, and we continued to pastor. You know, it was one of the hardest things to stand before you or be in a wheelchair before you and pray for your healing, knowing I had cancer in my body. It's one of the hardest things to have something going on in your own life, carrying and knowing that God is going to be faithful. I didn't know how he was going to be faithful, but dealing with stuff, but still being faithful, still working out your salvation, still working and serving and being. Do you know that's a test? You see, when circumstances and situations come, the majority of people, they start to, or they go to different parts. It's like, where are you, God says? Where are you? Those that are committed to him, he says, I will strengthen. Commitment through thick, through thin, through sickness, through divorce, through whatever. God, we don't know what the life throws at us, but you have the power of response. And today, I want you in your seat. I want you to respond to God. You know your situation, and you know how you've been responding to it. You know where you're at outside of these walls. Nothing to do with the four walls of this church, but we are the church. So what we do in our houses, in our workplaces, wherever we are, is what the Bible's talking about. You obey me whether I'm here or whether I'm not there. And we have to be people that are obedient to him, and then this will become a lot easier. Father, we just praise you. We honor you. Glorify you. Just speak to the Lord about that place you're at, that hard place.
Victory Outreach Manchester is a family in the city, and we are here for you. Visit us every Sunday at 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. or go to vomanchester.org for more information.